Yeah, we talked this first half hour about Glenn Beck, bless his heart, who, by the way, thinks that Hurricane Katrina survivors are scumbags. He said that not all people in New Orleans, most of the people got out. It's just a small percentage who were left in New Orleans or who decided to stay in New Orleans. They're getting all the attention and they're scumbags. Scumbags, Pete. You know, I'm all for hyperbole. You know, we joke about Bill O'Reilly sometimes, but he's never sunk that low. Nobody has.
No, this is
new. He's in a whole new... Here we go. Ready for this, Pete? The 9/11 families. I have a friend of mine. I think you know him. He's a fine man. His name is Billy.
Oh, great guy. Great
Billy,
guy.
Yes. Billy is a was a fireman, retired fireman. Billy, you can't shake his hands. You can't grab his hands. It's like a glove. It's like a catcher's mitt. Very strong man. Lost a lot of people in 9/11. In fact, the area that we're in right now, right here, there were body parts strewn about. Here. Right here. And I'd like him to meet Glenn Beck, who said, regarding the families of the victims of September the 11th, this is horrible to say, and I wonder if I'm alone in this. You know, it took me about a year to start hating the 9/11 victims' families. Took me about a year. CNN Headline Noon says, come on, give me a show. What do you say? Can you say that crap, too, on the air? We need the ratings. Isn't it offensive? Ah, who cares? Come on. Let's think of some more, Pete. Come on. Let's think of some people that we hate. Let's out Beck Beck. Come on, Pete. Be my producer, damn it. How about, let's hate...
cancer patients.
That little... No, you know what? Yeah, that's... This is terrible.
Isn't it?
How
low do you want to go?
I can't even joke about this. You know, there's this poor little girl who was beaten to death in New York. Knowing this guy, you don't know what he's going to say. I mean, you really don't know what he's going to say. Isn't that something 9/11 families... You think he's got the balls to say that to some people I'd like to introduce him to? I'd like to do that. All the firemen in there, you know, the families in there, you know, all the people there. The victims, I just want to see if he's got the cojones. Is he going to say it to them? Could you? Could you say it again? Do you have the guts, Glenn? What were you thinking? And I'm all for shtick. Pete, I understand. Shtick? A little bit? Kinda. Sorta. But say what you want about O'Reilly or Hannity or anything. I've never heard them say anything like this. Nothing. This is just... And he wants to shoot Michael Moore? I'm thinking about killing him and wondering if I could kill him myself or if I would need to hire somebody to do it? What kind of radio is this? Again, Pete, I'm all for shtick. The people of Katrina victims are scumbags and poor people can't get out? Kids? They're on top of a roof clinging for their life? They don't have a car. They didn't... They're scumbags, Pete. How about a show?
The worst.
I mean, it's just amazing. John is in Ohio. John's going to comment. John, you're on the Lionel Show.
Hi, Lionel.
How are you, John?
You cracked me up night to night. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Glenn Beck, trash on 2 feet. This guy, look, I've listened to his radio show once, and this is no joke. I'm being 100% honest with you. The time I tuned in, he was doing a play on the game show Jeopardy, but he was calling it retardy. So in other words, he was mocking retarded people trying to play the game Jeopardy.
That's one thing that I really don't get. You know what? Pete will tell you, I'm not a prude. I really am not. Believe me. And there's one thing that I might... It's one thing to kind of kid among, you know, friends, closer. But to get in the air, that's one thing that Stern does. Put on retarded people, make fun of them. You know? Or Alzheimer's jokes. I don't think they're funny. Do you have anybody in your family, you, the listener, anybody who maybe something wrong with them? Something? Maybe they're not retarded. Maybe they're handicapped in one way or another. Maybe you are. Is that funny? I mean, funny? You know, retarded? That's just... And I'm not a prude, don't get me wrong. I mean, I swear to God, it's just not funny, you know, to me.